This recording is entitled The Eye Addiction, and I am Jackie Woods. I'm so glad you're joining us. It is human nature for people to want their feelings and their ideas to reign. And while there is nothing wrong with ownership, it is the inability to go beyond the eye addiction that is the problem. When people get stuck in singularity, they make very poor participants. Then, when the singularity addiction begins to spread to those surrounding the I person, relationships start falling apart. It is frequently the I addiction that is the source of failure when a sports team, a marriage, or a business begins to fail. It takes only one person who refuses to become part of a synergy for the whole to be affected. So, whether you are interacting in an intimate twosome or in a group, make sure your feelings and ideas are both honest and disposable. For it is only by transmuting the singular thoughts and feelings into ones that support the whole that a group synergy can be built. So how will you know when your honest sharing has moved past mine to ours? Well, check your intent. Is it to have your thoughts be the subject or for your thoughts to be an adjunct to the group intent? You will know you are there when you begin to feel a resonance instead of a tension. And that resonance between you and the other participants means that you have stepped out of the I addiction. This doesn't necessarily mean you will all have instant agreement, but you can feel the shift when you are all trying to reach the same goal. And of course, that goal will have to be one that serves the higher good of each participant. Unfortunately, we don't always realize what our higher good is. One clue might be that you will see value in everyone that is around you, even though you may be disagreeing with them at the moment. You still will know that the other person's higher self transcends their immediate presentation. And when you stop stumbling over differences, this allows you eventually to reach a group synergy. Thus, the goal is to always walk away expanded from a sharing. It doesn't matter if you're the initiator or the receiver, the intent must be the same. And that intent must always be to step beyond the I addiction so unity can happen in you, between you and them, and even expand into the world. It is this kind of synergy that we all long for, but we often forget that we can make it happen together. Diane, do you have any examples or questions around that?
I'm reminded of a very painful work experience that I had a few years ago, where it felt like there was continuous fighting, perpetual fighting. And I compare that to my current work experience, where it feels as if just what you're describing as the synergy is unfolding, where I can hear what my boss is saying, I can hear what my coworkers are saying, and there's not that fight, mm-hmm. where all the gifts are shared. So it feels like what you're describing as resonance is what we have in the current work experience, but was missing from the prior work experience.
So did you blame all of them for it being missing?
I probably did.
That's what we do. We don't realize that your feeling victimized puts you in the eye addiction.
Yeah.
We don't realize that. We just see them as bad people. Mm-hmm. You happen to feel like the people around you now are good people, but it's probably because you've grown enough that you are including them. Mm. Because probably everybody there doesn't feel that they're included. There's usually one eye addiction, but that person has shut themselves out. That doesn't mean they're really shut out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But that one person, if there is one person, and maybe your group doesn't have that, but one person can weaken the synergy of the group.
That touches on the one conflict I had when I first got there was with the finance manager. And I couldn't quite get what she was trying to tell me about how to manage the work that I was doing. And definitely not a resonance, but what I realized was the accountability that she was bringing. And to your point about that person probably feeling excluded, she developed brain cancer and has now had to leave the organization. So I'm grateful for what she brought, but I still feel some of the tension that you described when I remember our experiences. So it feels like I haven't quite gotten all the way through to claiming everything she was offering.
So you gave the example of her brain cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel about that when you found out?
I felt sorry for her.
Mm-hmm. Instead of love her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the eye addiction puts us sometimes in sympathy, feeling sorry for,
mm-hmm.
as the victim, or better than, all of those places. But that's not to be the goal if we really want to step out of the eye addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.